Now, Mexico has categorically rejected allegations of the military's role in the case of the country's missing students. This comes after the parents of the 43 students who disappeared in the southern city of Iguala last December have called on authorities to probe the military over the case. A lawyer representing the family says several police officers, members of a drug gang, 10 students, and a number of soldiers had kidnapped the young men. But the Interior Ministry says no soldiers were involved in the abduction, dismissing such claims as baseless. Earlier in the week, Mexican protesters tried to break into a military compound in Iguala, but were pushed back by soldiers. Let's speak to political commentator Lajos Sasti, who joins us via Skype from San Juan. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Sasti. Now, over the course of the disappearance of these 43 students ever since, we've seen the government in Mexico basically denying the fact that there is infiltration of drug gang members in government institutions, including the military. What do you make of it?
Well, it's very clear that there is a strong penetration by the drug cartels. Let us remember that at least by 2010, there were at least six major drug cartels. They earn annually between $60 billion to $70 billion for all the drugs that go to the United States. That includes cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines, marijuana. We have seen in the case of the 43 students that were disappeared and murdered in the state, Mexican state of Guerrero, that the police was involved. And now there is this scandal that the military apparently was involved in the abduction of the students that eventually were murdered. We also know that in the town of Iguala, where the students were abducted, the mayor and his wife were collaborators of the cartel Guerreros Unidos. The brother of the wife of the mayor of Iguala was also a head, a member, a chief of this cartel of Guerreros Unidos. So we see a deep penetration apparently in all levels of government, from the local level and most likely to the national level. I wouldn't be surprised, due to the power of these drug cartels, that even the presidential candidates are backed, if not selected or chosen, by the drug cartels. And there is an instance of the military being in the drug trade. There is the big cartel. One of the big six is called Los Zetas, which stands for the letter Z, the last letter of the English alphabet. And Los Zetas were founded by ex-members of the Mexican Army's Special Forces. And they include also ex-members of the Guatemalan military, the Coibilas, or Caibilas, I think is the name, which were trained in counterinsurgency, and they were quite ruthless. So it's very likely that the military is penetrated. And by the way, one of those cartels, I believe it was the Zetas, the Zs, they apparently were collaborating with the mafia of Calabria in Italy, and the Italian government wanted the Mexican government to collaborate in this sort of link, of transatlantic link, and the Mexican government didn't want to help. So it's very likely that the Mexican government has vested interests, and it's quite unfortunate, of course.
Because so, Mr. Sasti, what needs to be done then to get Mexico out of the grips of these drug cartels? Because, as you've just mentioned, there is infiltration and penetration. So what can be done? There are many who say that the only answer is to legalize the drug trade and regulate the drug market.
No, because there's still, you will create a mass of people hooked up in the use of drugs. And in any case, even though Mexico, I'm sure, is an important market for the Colombian or drugs or Mexican-made drugs, it is the United States. And I just want to add that since 2006, 70,000 people have been murdered in Mexico because of drug-related violence. 27,000 are disappeared, most likely dead. And a solution, well, you have the United States, the most important market, at least in the Western Hemisphere, if not in the world, for drugs. You also have another problem because of the lax rules in terms of gun control in the United States. Well, gun traders, they sell their weapons to illegal members of the drug cartels. You know, They sell them in the United States. There are areas in which you have gun stores all along the border, like not too far from the Mexican border, and they sell legally the weapons that are taken into Mexico. But in addition of stopping the consumption in the United States, which would appear impossible, in addition to stopping or enhancing gun controls in the U.S., which also appear impossible, you also have maybe the collusion of corrupt elements inside the United States, including border guards, probably local officials, state-level officials, and I wouldn't be surprised that even at the federal level, you also have corruption. There was, it was said, it was an article that was going to be printed when Bill Clinton became president,
right,
and it was published that the governor of Arkansas was involved in the illegal drug and gun trade. That article was never published. But one solution, which is not a solution, unfortunately, totalitarian states that were willing to eliminate contraband and the illegal drug trade were successful. The Taliban, apparently in Afghanistan, in 1 year, they eliminated most of the drug production of heroin.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you there, Mr. Sassi. I'm afraid we've run out of time. That was political commentator Lior Sassi speaking to us via Skype from San Juan. Mr. Sassi, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.